Welcome back into the Newsmakers program. I'm your host, TJ Dunphy, and along with me this morning is Laura Walter from Athletico. Good morning, Laura.
Good morning.
Thanks How are for you doing? Me. Yeah, no problem. How are you doing this morning?
I'm doing great.
Very good. So talk to me a little bit. Athletico just opened. Tell folks what Athletico is and where you're located and all about Athletico.
Athletico is a company that has over 400 locations, and we just opened in Creston at the end of October, and the clinic is located next to Chat Mobility on Highway 34, right across from Little Caesars.
Very good. And so with Athletico just opening, how many employees do you have down there?
Well, I'm the only therapist at this point, and then I have a great front office person, Crystal Ireland. She's been in the area for quite some time, and she's a great asset to the company.
Very good. So with Athletico being open here in Creston and having patients have a chance to use your facility for physical therapy, talk about some of the treatments maybe that you can offer down there.
Sure. We are a full-service physical therapy company, so anything that you might expect at another clinic, such as sports rehabilitation, balance, dizziness, and those types of things. But I also have a few specialty treatments that I perform, and one of the newest is called ASTEM. An ASTEM treatment is a form of regenerative medicine, and it is the only regenerative medicine in physical therapy at this time. ASTEM we use acrylic tools to stimulate the body's own healing process, and it works great for things like tendonitis, carpal tunnel syndrome, foot pain such as plantar fasciitis, and other things such as stiffness or even surgical or burn scarring that might be preventing some movement in the body.
So when you say regenerative medicine, it's actually the body using the body to heal itself?
Yes.
Is that what that means?
Yes. So using these tools and the technique with ASTEM, your body releases its own healing agents. So your cells that would reabsorb the bad tissue that's not functional. And then it also stimulates growth factors to be released. So it lays down new tissues. And after about 6 to 9 treatments, the body will continue to remodel itself. I've seen some great results. Of course, I'm from Missouri, so everything you have to show me, but I've seen some great results in the short time I've been doing it. And a couple people I've done it on within one visit, we've seen major improvements. One gal had some elbow pain, and her grip strength improved by 25 pounds of pressure just in one treatment. So,
wow.
Yeah, it's great.
Very good. So I just remember with plantar fasciitis, you know, you say you have these tools. I just remember my brother had it, and he just used a can of corn out of the cabinet, just, you know, to roll on his foot to make it feel good or better or whatnot.
Sure.
I'm sure it's come a little bit further than just a can of vegetables out of the cabinet.
There you go. Yeah, you might have to do that as your home program.
There you go. So talk to me a little bit about, we've talked about ASTEM treatment, but you also offer some other treatments. I noticed the talking points you gave me here, dry needling. What's dry needling?
Dry needling uses monofilaments similar to acupuncture needles, and it reduces muscle tightness, or it addresses those trigger points. And a lot of people are familiar with, they'll call them muscle knots. You'll get them a lot of times in your upper neck or your shoulders, and those places that usually feels pretty good to have somebody massage.
Yeah.
Those dry needles can release some of that tension and the pressure. It works great for neck pain, back pain, and other problems where you can't get the muscles to release and move properly.
So how long would a treatment of dry needling take if somebody was to make an appointment?
It's actually a pretty quick treatment. It takes about 5 to 10 minutes. The needles actually only stay in you for a few seconds, maybe up to a minute at a time. We place them in the trigger points or the areas on the spine that relate to those trigger points, and
so
they're in and out.
So would it be similar to acupuncture type of treatment?
It's different than traditional acupuncture, because traditional acupuncture utilizes the body's natural flows of energy and tries to redirect the energy. And that's something that I'm not familiar with. It's more of a mechanical approach, finding the spot and the corresponding area on the spine that supplies that area with a nerve supply and treating those directly.
So if the treatments don't take that long, how many treatments before people see some turnaround in those areas?
Dry needling is another one that I've been doing for several years, and you can see immediate results. You can measure someone's range of motion, say bending forward in their low back, and before the treatment, they might not be able to even come close to reaching the floor. And after the treatment, they can get up off the table and feel immediately that they can move better. And sometimes we see them be able to touch the floor, and they haven't done that for years. So it's immediate results. Usually, if people are going to get pain relief, they'll get it either right away or within the first 24 hours. So it's been a great addition to my treatment because it helps people get better faster.
And who would... Can this treatment be for all ages, or is it primarily just for adults or elderly? Or
really, dry needling, I prefer them to be older, say teenagers if you have a sports injury. And I really want the teenager under the supervision of their parent, and I want them to buy into it. But otherwise, it can be for any age up to elderly, as long as you're not on a blood thinner, have a health condition, something where you might be prone to infections or that sort of thing. It's appropriate for all ages, really.
And I don't mean to go back, but when we were talking about ASTEM treatment, is that also kind of similar then, or can that also be used for children?
Yes. If you can tolerate a deep tissue massage, then you can tolerate ASTEM, and that can be done on children. There's no needles. It's not scary. Yeah. It actually feels pretty good. So that can be used safely, and I have no hesitancy to use that on kids. I've been using it on my own daughter, as a matter of fact. Yeah. So it's great.
Very good. Talk to me a little bit about, you have on here the end of winter balance tips.
Sure. We're right in the middle of ice and snow, and we're seeing a lot of slips and trips and falls. So, you know, if you have, if you're aging or even have aging parents, make sure you're encouraging them to wear sensible gym type shoes, and take smaller steps or shuffle when walking on the ice. There's also things like yak tracks or different things you can put on the outside of your shoes to give you some traction on the ice.
Yep.
And they do have some additions that you can get if you have like a cane that's like a tip that folds down that grips the ice. I have seen some people use those successfully, but the main thing is make sure you have your hands free. So if you're walking outdoors, so you can hold on to surfaces if you need to hold on to the car as you're walking around. A lot of people get in trouble because they put the groceries in their hands and they're trying to get in the door and they don't have a free hand in case they start to fall.
I'm guilty of that myself a time or two.
Yes.
Also, you talk about monitoring aging family members. Any more advice for them?
Sure. If you have some of your older family members that began to have trouble getting out of a chair, for example, they could have some weakness or problems that would be associated with not getting enough physical activity, especially during the winter months. We see that a lot. People get shut in and they become weak because of that. So if they are having trouble getting up from a chair, it might mean that they have some weakness, and that's going to make them more susceptible for falls. And if you see them grabbing everything, walls, chairs, furnitures, and really looking like they're having trouble having to reach for everything, then they could have a higher risk for falls, especially in the winter months.
Very good. Excellent tips. Laura, thanks for joining us. Talk to us one more time. How do we get a hold of you if we want to make an appointment at Athletico?
Sure. There's a couple ways to do it. One is through our website, athletico.com. You can request an appointment or a free injury screen online. And you can also call our number at 641-316-2089. And our hours are 7 o'clock in the morning till 7 o'clock in the evening, and we'd be happy to accommodate you at any time.
Very good. Well, thanks for joining me this morning.
Thank you very much for having me.
And that's going to do it for this week's edition of the Newsmakers Program. Join me every Tuesday at 9 o'clock for the Newsmakers Program. I'm TJ Dunphy. You're listening to KSIB Radio.